This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Little Sunday morning walk talk. Sorry, it's early on a Sunday. I think a lot about people mixing up words, misinterpretation, saying one word but actually having the intent to say something else. And one place I see a lot of confusion is when I talk about patience. I'm obsessed with patience for people that are trying to win. Like, win in life, but win in business. I think patience is a core ingredient. And I just see so many people who, when I say the word patience, hear complacency. I'm not fucking complacent out here. I think tenacity and ambition goes with patience more than anything. I'm trying to tap out the world. Trying to tap out the world with tenacity, ambition, and patience. But people hear complacency, and when I'm saying patience, they're like, oh, that's soft. Oh, I can't do that. That means I'm not trying to get it. I'm trying to get it more than all you fuckers. But patience is how you get it. Because this game is fucking chess, and your lack of patience is making you do shit that isn't getting you to where you want. And the reason you are lacking the patience is because all these fans... all these fucking fans, aka your parents, your siblings, your spouses, your kids, your neighbors, they've got you all fucked up because you're trying to win to impress them instead of trying to win for yourself. You're so fucking worried about what your neighbor thinks if you're riding a fat whip that you're fucking being impatient even though you're ambitious and you're tenacious and you're good. But you moved too fast. You overspent on that car when you didn't need to for another 3 years. You went on that vacation for that selfie to show them you were living it when you didn't have to. Patience is the fucking game. Morning walk talk Monday. I'm gonna keep it real simple. This morning walk talk is a little bit of a fun challenge. Why don't we today do one act of random kindness? Little fun. You'll be surprised what these things do. So I'm about to walk into this coffee shop. I'm just gonna buy a cup of coffee for the person behind me. I'm just gonna tell them, charge that to me. Just a little something. Just a little nice. Just going out of your way for somebody. Something sweet, or just going up to a coworker and saying something nice. Here's a good one. Literally sitting down right now and writing like a 2-paragraph email to a coworker that you admire for their skills and kindness. Just like an in-depth, like, hey Ron, hey Sally, hey Sharon, hey Tyrone, like, I fuck with you heavy, like, you're amazing, this, that, the other thing. Anyway, this Monday, random act of kindness. That's the talk. Oh, by the way, the talk of it is when you do that kind of stuff, a funny thing happens with the universe. That shit bounces right back. You'll see. Taking risks. That's what I want to talk about today on Morning Walk Talk. You know, we've got a big drop today on Be Friends Series 2 that I'm excited about. And we did a lot of innovating. Did a lot of different shit. You're going to see kind of a best of Web 2, a best of Web 3 kind of execution here. And that's what I love about life. Like, too many people are scared to take a risk. They're worried about what goes wrong instead of focusing on what will go right. A lot of people today have a crush on somebody in college, in high school, at their job, but their brain's saying, don't ask them out because they're gonna say no, instead of saying, ask them out, how are you? Good to see you. Ask them out because it might be the greatest relationship they ever have. In business and life, people are just incredibly focused on the negative outcome. And I get that, because it hurts and nobody wants to go through it. But maybe today on this rainy day in New York, and I hope it's sunny where you're at, maybe you just take a risk. Try. Do something different. Put yourself out there. See what happens. Because the pain of the misstep is almost always short. but the happiness of the good outcome is forever. Morning, this morning's morning walk talk is me saying thank you and talking about compassion and appreciation. I have an extraordinary appreciation to all of you in the Be Friends community that were waiting for yesterday's friends list minting opportunity. And I appreciate your extraordinary levels of compassion to me and the dev team and the project and the leadership team. There was just a lot of patience yesterday in the Discord, and I'm just very, very grateful. I know after months and months and months of waiting, how excited everybody was to get a shot to mint yesterday. Obviously, having a 12 and a half days period of mint advantage before the public mint in a couple weeks helps, but yet, when you have that much excitement, and I know a lot of you adjusted your schedules and stayed up late with us in the Discord, I just think it's important for people to be able to tap into genuine appreciation, and I'm just so appreciative. I really am, and just the scaled level of compassion yesterday from so many means the world to me. And so, thank you. And in general, whether you're on either side of that emotional graph, two very profound human feelings, right? The concept of having compassion to somebody else when they're going through something that might be, you know, miffing you or upsetting you or disappointing you, being that bigger person in that moment, even though you've been hyped for something for 4 months, being able to be compassionate to the other side, knowing that they want it to be accomplished as well. And then when you're receiving that, having the ability to be appreciative and grateful for someone showing you a kind human trait. So a lot of appreciation for the compassion. We're gonna work really hard today and hopefully get it delivered today. We're on fumes, but we're reset this morning and we'll work super hard. Love you all. Little morning walk talk, inside edition. What I wanted to yap about this morning was the concept of people struggling with balancing two different energies that they might think is a contradiction. I'm fascinated by people's inability to see that there is a real opportunity to carry what may be seemingly opposite energies at the same time, AKA the concept of being wildly content and happy while being ambitious as fuck, having peace of mind and being grateful and really thankful for what you got while still having crazy fucking juice to go and get it every second is an incredibly real feeling. I have it and I see it in fucking thousands of people I've met over the last 30 years. Yet people really don't believe that. They're like, you just gotta go all hard or you're lazy. Or, you know, I don't understand that. Like, being able to carry opposite feelings is a strength. Being compassionate and empathetic to everybody while still having self-love and care for yourself is incredible. Being incredibly confident and thinking you're the fucking best while realizing in the scheme of the world, you don't mean shit. And it is what it is. Those are real feelings. And people's inability to see those opposing energies being able to be in one person at the same time is why so many people have gotten so binary and they think it's all this or all that. And in that, there's so much vulnerability for the people that don't see it. Have the best fucking Thursday. Love you guys.